Chapter 12. There had been a flurry of excitement. The wild blowing of the postman's whistle, the chugging postal truck out on Constantinople Street, his mother's excited screaming, Miss Annie's calling to the postman that his whistle had frightened her, all had interrupted Ignatius's dressing for the kickoff rally. He signed the postal delivery receipt and rushed back to his room, locking his door.
"What is it, boy?"
Mrs. Riley asked in the hall. Ignatius looked at the airmail special delivery stamping on the manila envelope and at the little handwritten pleas, urgent and rush.
"Oh my goodness," he said happily. "The Minkoff Minx must be beside herself."
He tore open the envelope and pulled out the letter.
"Sirs, did you really send me this telegram, Ignatius?"
"Myrna, form Peace Party Central Committee Northeastern Zone at once. Stop. Organize at every level. Stop. Recruit sodomites only. Stop. Sex in politics. Stop. Details will follow. Stop. Ignatius National Chairman. Stop."
"What does this mean, Ignatius? Do you really want me to recruit fags? Who wants to be a registered sodomite? Ignatius, I am very worried. Are you hanging around with some queers? I could have guessed that this would happen. The paranoid fantasy of the arrest and accident was the first clue. Now the whole thing is out in the open. Your normal sexual outlets have been blocked for so long that now the sexual overflow is seeping out into the wrong channels. Since the fantasy, which was the beginning of it all, you have been undergoing a period of crisis which is culminating in overt sexual aberration. I could tell that you were going to flip sooner or later. Now it has happened. My group therapy group will really be depressed when they hear that your case has taken a turn for the worse. Please leave that decaying city and come north. Call me Collect if you want to, and we can talk over this problem of sexual orientation that you are having. You must have therapy soon, or you will become a screaming queen."
"How dare she?" Ignatius bellowed.
"Whatever happened to the Divine Right Party? I had several people who were all ready to join. I don't know if they'll go for the sodomite business, although I can see that we might use this sodomite party to drain off the fringe group fascists. Maybe we could split the right wing in half. Still, I don't think this is a good idea at all. Suppose non-sodomites want to join and we refuse. We will be accused of being prejudiced and the whole thing will flop." The lecture was not exactly a success, I'm afraid. It went over all right. Right over the people's heads. There were two or three middle-aged people in the audience who tried to heckle me with these very hostile remarks, but a couple of my friends from the group therapy group challenged them hostility for hostility and finally drove those reactionaries out of the auditorium. Just as I suspected, I was a little too advanced for the neighborhood audience. Onga did not show up, that crumb. As far as I'm concerned, they can send him back to Africa. I really thought that guy had something on the ball. Apparently, he's very apathetic politically. He promised me he would be there, that schmuck. Ignatius, this sodomite plan does not sound very practical at all. In addition, I think it is only a dangerous manifestation of your declining mental health. I don't know how I can tell my group therapy group about this weird development, however predictable it might have been. The group has been really pulling for you all along. Some are even identifying with you. If you go, they might go too. I need immediate communication from you. Please call Collect anytime after 6 p.m. I am very, very worried. M. Minkoff.